Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Yeah. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. We've been saying that for a while around here. Proudly. Good morning and welcome at 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, if you ever miss a minute of the show, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast, like the Odyssey app, for instance, AUDACY, the Odyssey app, and wherever. And just click on subscribe and you're in. Woo-hoo! Oh! Wow, did you see any of the Senate hearings yesterday? And in this corner on a rotisserie, Pete Hegseth, look, he himself, he had one mistake. One error, one thing that he didn't do well on, and it was at Senator Reid. I forget what state he's from, but anyway, he's a jerk, obviously, but he did say, what's a JAG officer?
Oh.
And Hegseth didn't know. I don't know if it just escaped him. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I'm the expert. I just watch TV. Judge, advocate, general. I screamed it at the TV. Pete didn't hear me. It's weird. Usually coaches on the sidelines sometimes hear me. But Pete didn't hear me.
Huh.
Other than that, I just thought he did. He did a tremendous job. He held up very, very well, which you would expect. But some of the Democrats.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they are. Look.
Lunatics?
Well,
unhinged?
Yes. Well, they're lunatics, but yes, I was talking more about the unhinged, the outwardly, overly, overtly emotional ism that was going on there. It's interesting. It's like, you're going to answer these questions. And we've got some sound bites for you, but it's just, they're, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they're all emotional. And they're all, But some of the questions resented. And why can't women be in combat? I would have said because they become crazy and emotional like you are right now.
Yeah, would you like to go there now?
There were so many things that he could have said and wanted to say, but he would never get confirmed because even if it's the wackiest senator ever, you cannot disrespect them in these scenarios because they will kind of defend each other even if they're from across the aisle if you're disrespectful. So, and there was the one line where Pocahontas was, I don't even know what my DNA is, but I know all about what it's going to take to be, run the DOD.
Of course.
And she was, what was she going on? You believe that generals should wait 10 years before, joining the private sector to work for, like, a defense contractor. He's like, yeah, he's nodding. Will you agree to not serve a ticket? Will you agree? You want the generals to do this. Will you agree? And he said, Senator, I'm not a general.
Whoops.
And the place erupted. They were laughing. It was like a very natural reaction. And yes, he did have a lot of supporters in the crowd. But the Democrats.
Oh, they were just awful.
Well, here, we'll give you a little taste of it. This first clip here is with Senator Gillibrand.
You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered.
Ah, standards.
And standards came up many times through that. Yep. And it was really Senator Joni Ernst who prepped him properly on this whole idea. You know, don't say women shouldn't be in combat or there's no roles for them. What you do is stick to this. We want the highest standards, and the standards and the bar should remain high for everyone. And she helped him with that because she's former, she might still be in the reserve or something, but she served many, many years, and she served in combat situations. Mm. So she was very, very helpful, I think, to him in kind of addressing this issue. Look, it's not male or female. It's can you pass the standards to be at this particular level and to fit this particular role? And if the standards are high, frankly, if we're being honest, not a lot of women are going to qualify.
Right.
Okay.
It's a physical thing.
So that takes care of that. Oh, what about that crazy woman from Hawaii?
Oh, Hirano?
Oh, my gosh. Did she get hit in the head with several pineapples or what?
Oh, she's one of the worst in general.
She is a nutbag. Let's hear what this crazy kook has to say.
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or...
What?
An ally of Denmark?
Yeah.
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
Well, you know, if the commander-in-chief told you to, it's kind of, you know. Say.
When somebody asks you a stupid question, you know, they paint you into a corner very quickly.
Uh-huh.
That's why we voted for Trump, because he said clearly Greenland's our enemy and we need to wipe them off the face of the earth. This is just bizarre. It just shows you these people literally are kooky. They're crazy. It's not funny. It sounds like the Addams Family, except there's no humor.
Uh-uh.
These people are in leadership positions, yet they're trying to tell him he's too young, he's too inexperienced and all that. It's like, hello, it's called fresh blood. We have seen what the other so-called leaders have done, and it was very clear when Trump was in there the first time that the generals really thought they were all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump, he's... Commander-in-chief, chuckle, chuckle, wink, wink. But we're
in charge here.
Well, that's about to change. That is about to change. Okay? So, let's hear from... Oh, this was a great exchange. It involves Tim Kaine and the senator from Oklahoma, Mullen. This was great.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims, and the totality
They're not anonymous.
The letters on the record here.
They're not anonymous.
On the record, people
we've seen records with names attached to them.
Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
Ooh, nervous laughter.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have.
Ooh. Bam.
Oh, he goes on. He says, hey, you know, how many have cheated on their wives and ends up in divorce? Did you ask him to step down then? You know what I mean? He covered, he was pretty good. He covered the game.
And notice he put it in current tense, not past tense.
Oh, yeah.
They say you show up. Not 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you?
It was reported at one time or...
Yeah. Yeah. No, they know what they're doing.
Well, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're being slimy.
We can see what they're attempting to do.
Yes.
And then who else is going to have to face this kind of scrutiny? Our very own Pam Bondi, who is the former Florida Attorney General. Mm-hmm. She'll have to go through this. And Marco Rubio, I have a little heads up on his opening statement. I think you're going to find it quite compelling. I'll share that with you. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 620 time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Chilly start to the morning, but we're getting kind of used to that, aren't we? Not too bad. I think we'll make it. Yeah. All right. We appreciate your support. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe, and there you have it. There's no charge or anything like that. Kyler Burke from the city of Alachua will be one of our guests later on for a special event coming up. In fact, Martin Luther King Jr. Day and what they're going to be doing in the city of Alachua. It's actually today, actually, though, his birthday. He would have been 96 years old today.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting that a guy who really taught us as we were coming up in school, you know, let's judge people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. to only see all of that completely turned on its head and reversed through this whole DEI. Oh, let's exactly extrapolate everybody by ethnicity and color of skin and sexual orientation and all that, and put them in positions where we feel like they previously have been, under the numbers, underrepresented. That's the term, underrepresented. No, that is the opposite, exactly the opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. talked about. And I just,
well, there's no logic to it whatsoever. None. Like, who you sleep with will determine that you're good for this job. Oh, you're this shade of color. You're good for this job. How crazy is that?
It's, you know, you'd have to be a lunatic to really completely buy into all that. Now, the other side of that coin is, should not get the job because you have a piercing, a tattoo, you dye your hair purple, you happen to be black or Asian or Native American, whatever.
Agreed.
No, it should be the best person for that job who's ever doing the hiring. That, of course, I mean, you'd never have to talk about that before.
Right.
Now, again, you don't want to overlook people. Oh, yeah, we don't want a black person working here, which I'm sure were things that were said in the 1910s, 20s, 35. You know, there were issues. But civil rights movement, equal opportunities for education, et cetera, et cetera. And so, no, I'll tell you what it is. It's soft racism, and it's an insult. That's what it is. It's it's low expectations, which is very racist. That's what it is, low expectations. So we need to give you some help. We need to help.
Because we know you're not good enough.
Exactly.
Because you are fill in the blank.
What an insult.
We're going to give you a little edge because we know you can't really do it on your own.
And people are afraid to call anybody out. You get this cancel culture. Well, things are finally starting to reverse. Companies are figuring out this is not beneficial to us at all because it's not. And you got to quit, you know, going with the fad of the day or a feel-good thing or run your company because you fear being called a name. No, everybody needs to stand up and say free speech is alive and well, and we believe in a meritocracy in America where the cream rises to the top and the best person for the job should get the job. These kinds of things came up with the Senate confirmation hearing. Pete Hegseth was going through it. Came up there. Marco Rubio is going to face the same kind of thing, I believe, today. Yes. All right. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of listening to Marco Rubio up close and personal. And I've also, you know, followed his career, frankly. And I can tell you, when it comes to foreign affairs and the big picture and getting that and coming from immigrant parents from Cuba and loving this nation and understanding what it's all about, this guy really gets it, okay, in my opinion. Well, apparently, who is it? Was it the folks at Breitbart? Yeah, they got a little bit of a heads up about part of his opening statement. Rubio's remarks show him viciously criticizing the globalist elites who've dominated the American foreign policy worldview for the last several decades since the end of the Cold War. This is part of what he said. At the end of World War II, the United States was, in the words of then Secretary Acheson, tasked with creating a world order, a free half, out of the chaos, without blowing the whole thing to pieces in the process. Rubio apparently is going to go on to say in his statement, in the decades that followed, the global order they created served us well. For Americans, incomes rose, communities flourished. Alliances emerged in the Indo-Pacific and Europe that led to the emergence of stability, democracy, and prosperity in these regions and prevented a cataclysmic Third World War. And ultimately, a wall in Berlin came down and with it an evil empire. You see, we were winning the battle of ideology because the commies were starving to death, basically. And they go, oh, I mean, whether they wanted to admit it or not, they were forced to admit it. I mean, who was it? One of the, was it Gorbachev or was it before him? I guess while Reagan maybe fairly early on, he came to visit and they wanted to make an unscheduled stop. Because, you know, if you go to Moscow, and a lot of countries do the same thing, they're going to give you the guided tour, meaning you're not going to see anything that makes us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
He forced them to just stop at a random grocery store. And they did. And he got out and he walked in that grocery store and saw the fresh fruits and vegetables, the shelves stocked to the ceiling, everywhere you looked. And you had anything you could possibly want to purchase when it came to food. And he started crying. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it was over. China's a different story, and he's gonna talk about that. He said, out of the triumphs of the end of the long, cold war emerged a bipartisan consensus that we had reached the end of history. That kind of, thought. That all the nations of the earth would become members of the democratic Western-led community. That a foreign policy that served the national interest could now be replaced by one that served the liberal world order. And that all mankind was now destined to abandon national identity and would we become one human family and citizens of the world. This wasn't just a fantasy. It was a dangerous delusion. And he goes on from there, but big picture guy, history, where we've been, where we are and now, and what we need to set in terms of goals. Yeah, I think he's going to be a great Secretary of State, in my opinion. That will stop Democrats from just doing their best, getting all emotional and crazy and all that. More of the Pete Hegseth stuff. Some of the audio. Oh, and there were other cat fights as well, not involving Kat Kamik. However, Congresswoman Kat Kamik will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. So we got some great stuff coming your way. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
Oh, yeah. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, even if it is a little chilly. I guess, cover up that, that hump. I don't know.
Yeah. Keep your humps warm. Hey, but it's like 40s. I mean, I just talking to my cousin in St. Louis where it's 6.
Wow.
And the high today there is 31.
So you're saying you're not moving back anytime soon?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Because we love you and we need you.
Oh, shucks.
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard has won the complete endorsement of the National Sheriff's Association, and the organization is urging the Senate to confirm her to serve as Director of National Intelligence for the incoming Donald Trump administration. In a letter issued to Senator Tom Cotton on Monday, the association's president, Kieran Donahue, who is an Idaho sheriff, urged leaders to confirm Gabbard. Here's part of the letter. Ms. Gabbard has demonstrated a commitment to addressing the critical disconnect between our intelligence agencies and local law enforcement in preparing for sophisticated and pervasive threats. The recent terror attack in New Orleans serves as a stark reminder of the need for seamless coordination. In the immediate aftermath of the attack, actionable leads provided by sheriffs in Harris County, Texas, and Fulton County, Georgia, proved instrumental. These events, like the attacks of 9/11, underscore the urgent need for local law enforcement to have a seat at the table during strategic planning discussions. Ms. Gabbard has pledged to make this a priority. Ms. Gabbard's unparalleled experience at the local, state, and federal levels of government, combined with her leadership as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, makes her uniquely qualified for this critical role. Her proven ability to lead, her deep understanding of national security threats, have earned the confidence and respect of sheriffs across the country. So this is the National Sheriffs Association fully behind and endorsing Tulsi Gabbard. So I think that she is going to be it. She's another fantastic pick.
Oh, yeah.
That I think incoming President Trump has made. And I got to tell you, I can't wait 5 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Because in the meantime, the Biden administration keeps doing things that are going to create headaches, mm-hmm. at the very least speed bumps, obstacles for the Trump administration to be successful. They're going to have to, undo and try to fix and do mm-hmm. workarounds for all the things they're putting in place. Here's another one. Biden just announced yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
That he would remove Cuba from the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism.
So now, what suddenly changed?
Apparently, they haven't done anything that could be categorized as terroristic in support for 6 months.
Wow, that gets you off the list?
Apparently.
Off the naughty list?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Thanks, Brandon.
Well, it's ridiculous. Look, the same thing happened when Obama was in there. He lifted a lot. Here's why it's important. Because there's restrictions and sanctions and all of these things that are put into place if you're a state sponsor of terrorism. And if you stop doing it, then yeah, there should be some relief. But is 6 months really the appropriate time? Especially when you're the lamest of quacking ducks right now. And again, we know it's not Biden in particular that's doing this or pushing this.
Right.
But, it is his administration.
And he's out there promoting these things, talking about them.
Yep. Yep. Biden claimed in his declaration that Cuba has not sponsored terrorism for 6 months. Now, I don't know that that's listed anywhere, that that's the timeline.
Right.
He's just saying, yeah, it's been 6 months since they were involved in terrorism.
That long, huh?
No.
After how many years, you get 6 months and you're off the naughty list.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Cuba has been on the list for most of the years between 1982 and 2025.
Okay.
With the exception.
Yes.
Of 6 years between 2015 and 2021, after Barack Obama, who of course Biden served as vice president, removed the communist regime from a list as part of a larger package of concessions to Havana. That, look,
why are we conceding?
Send
anything?
Money to Iran. Take the sanctions off of Cuba. Obama, and then under Biden, mm-hmm. what is it about these guys that they think it's okay to empower our enemies? What is it?
Makes no sense.
No.
No.
How did it, when Iran got all that money under the Obama administration, it was just theirs anyway, it was frozen assets, it was all, it's okay. Oh, and we're going to enter into this nuclear agreement and all that. Let me ask you this. During any of that time, did they stop sponsoring state terrorism? The answer is no. Did the cash then that got freed up for them end up promoting and used as a resource to finance Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, all that? The answer to that is absolutely yes. So they made it worse.
Didn't they stop calling us the great Satan? And didn't they? Oh, no,
not
they didn't.
Not so much.
In fact, the last time, I guess we gave them some money, basically because we were trying to put conditions on it. They basically said, it's our money. We'll do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogance, anyone? Yeah.
President-elect Trump restored Cuba to the list of state sponsor of terrorism in 2021 on the grounds that the Castro regime maintains relationships with several jihadist terror entities and narco terrorist militias such as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, you may have heard of. The state sponsor of terrorism label comes with hefty economic sanctions, diplomatic limitations. According to the State Department, state sponsors of terrorism face restrictions on U.S. foreign assistance, a ban on defense exports and sales, certain controls over exports of dual-use items, and miscellaneous financial and other restrictions. So now, Trump will get in as president and probably reassert that they are should be on the state sponsor terror list, and they'll probably have to do that, along with a whole bunch of other things. Biden, his administration busy taking lands off of, where there could be leases to discover oil and gas deposits, et cetera. It's just, it's very, very frustrating. The people have spoken. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We shall we shall move forward. All right. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. And coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, our friend Nurse Carrie. We're going to talk about making America healthy again. So stick around for that as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The Sean Hannity Show.
You know, everybody on fake news CNN hates Trump.
Afternoons at 3.
Yet one thing they've not been able to accomplish, separating Donald Trump from the base that no other political candidate has.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
That's the one thing you could say about the left. They are so predictable. Oh, God.
Yeah.
6:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Some of your top stories. Hegseth, yeah, he had to go through the gauntlet, especially these Democrat senators, women. Very emotional. It's funny. He's like, why can't a mother be in combat? Are you saying she's less lethal? And rah, rah. They were all like that.
That's awful.
And you know you wanted to answer for him. Now we're concerned about them becoming overly emotional, kind of like you're doing right now. But
you can't say that.
Nah, you can't do that.
Because then it would happen. Then, you know, then you get more emotional.
Yeah. All right. So I tell you, the left, so predictable. Let's see. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Back in the day, loved by everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oprah. They were practically making out on the show, all right? Everybody loved him. Everybody wanted their picture taken with Donald Trump, the billionaire playboy, the cool guy from New York with attitude, right? Mm-hmm. They loved him. Everybody. Then he runs for president. They're still liking him. But then it appears that he might actually get the Republican nomination. Oh, no. Yeah. So you saw how things changed. And then worse than that, not only did he lose friends, then he became under attack. The weaponization of government, et cetera, et cetera. So you know where this is going to. Elon Musk.
Yep.
Oh, electric car. Guy's a genius. SpaceX. Oh, man.
Love that
guy. He's the smartest guy on the planet. He's awesome. He's awesome. He what? He was nice to Trump? And that's when the fight started.
Big time. Yep.
So, and now he's definitely aligned himself with Trump, no doubt about it. Yeah. And this Doge. And they're going to, you know, they're going to cut government and all that.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for this? The SEC, not the Southeastern Conference, not a football thing.
No.
The Securities and Exchange Commission, suing Elon Musk, saying he didn't disclose Twitter ownership on time.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. We should have saw this coming a mile away. How can they hurt Trump?
Mm-hmm.
They can't. Teflon, baby, Teflon. Let's start hurting the people around him. Yeah. Yeah, we hate that Elon guy. Oh, wait, no.
Same
no,
guy.
Just like a year or so ago, you were saying you had... The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission suing billionaire Elon Musk, saying he failed to disclose his ownership of Twitter stock in a timely manner in early 2022 before buying the social media site. As a result, according to the SEC, Musk was able to underpay by at least $150 million for shares that he bought after he should have disclosed his ownership of more than 5% of Twitter shares. Okay, what did he buy this thing for? What I'm trying to find out, because he paid a lot of money for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, how much... That, you know, it sounds like $150 million is a lot of money. But now when you're talking about billions, right?
It's all in perspective.
He started amassing Twitter shares in early 2022. And by March of that year, he owned more than 5%. At this point, the complaint says, he was required by law to disclose his ownership. But he failed to do so until April 4. 11 days.
Oh, my goodness.
After the report was due.
Wow.
11 days. This is what we're dealing with, folks.
Unreal.
This is what we're dealing with. Now, I've never studied the Securities and Exchange Commission. I have very limited knowledge of exactly, you know, I know what they do. They police the stock market, for one thing. But I don't have a list in front of me of other people and or entities that have been sued for being 11 days late with a report. So everybody knew he was buying stock. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Just nobody knew, nor did they care when he reached that 5% point. But the SEC cares because they have rules.
Right.
But 11 days, when you're talking about the transaction that ended up being, I don't know, how many millions of billions. Musk's lawyer, Alex Spiro, said in a statement the lawsuit is an admission by the SEC that they cannot bring an actual case. Since Musk has done nothing wrong, called the lawsuit a sham.
Imagine that.
As the SEC retreats and leaves offices, the SEC's multi-year campaign of harassment against Mr. Musk culminated in the filing of a single count, ticky-tack complaint against Mr. Musk under Section 13D for alleged administrative failure to file a single form, an offense that, even if proven, carries a nominal penalty.
He can afford it.
After Musk signed a deal to acquire Twitter in April of 2022, he tried to back out of it, leading the company to sue him to force him to go through the acquisition. The SEC said that starting in April 22, it authorized an investigation into whether any security laws were broken in connection with Musk's purchases of Twitter stock and his statements and SEC filings related to the company. Before it filed the lawsuit, the SEC went to court in an attempt to compel Musk to testify as part of an investigation into his purchase of Twitter. The SEC's current chair, Gary Gensler, plans to step down from his post January 20th. It's not clear if the new administration will continue the lawsuit. But here we go again. You're aligned with Trump? Somebody, somewhere, with some level of authority is going to go through the fine print and try to find something or make something that's just going to create headaches and pain, and they hope that it changes the public image of Elon Musk. Yeah. So, I guess we shouldn't be shocked.
Oh, no.
Or surprised.
No. If you're in that circle, they're coming after you. I mean, look how they treat RFK Jr. I mean, you know.
Great example.
Like Kennedy, no less, yeah.
In fact, we're going to make America healthy again, and I think RFK Jr. is going to be a big part of that. Nurse Carrie, who is really digging into a lot of the stuff, the information, exposing a lot of things, she is going to join us at approximately 9:05, so make sure you're around for that. President-elect Donald Trump being praised by Arab officials for doing more to move Israel and Hamas closer to a hostage and a ceasefire deal than President Joe Biden has done in more than a year since the last truce.
Imagine that.
Again, we shouldn't be shocked or surprised by that. By the way, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. I mean, for instance, yesterday, man, we talked about all kinds of stuff. About Marco Rubio, who's going to replace him? Is it going to be Ashley Moody? And, you know, conspiracy theory maybe thrown in there. Yeah, it's good stuff. You got to check it out. 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
Increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.